10 Cosmic Laws of the Universe.
It combines the power of the mind with the wisdom of your heart, and it just helps you to unlock your potential.
Put your hands together for Jeremy Newchuk!
Hey everyone, welcome to my Shiny Minds show.
Hi, my name is Shiny Mujunsal. I am the proud creator of Neuroshine Technology, your Neuroshine coach, and the author of this lovely book, You Are a Star, Shine and Become a Galactic Leader in 5 Steps. Why am I holding this book? Because I would love to talk about 10 cosmic laws of the universe that I covered in this book. Why is it important to talk about the laws of the universe? Because I find it necessary for all of us as human beings to understand the structure of the universe. As I was studying cosmology and metaphysics and quantum physics, I discovered that there are laws that are governing this universe, just like gravity. You know, it's a physical law. We know that, but we don't know other laws. They are invisible. We don't think about them. It's not in our everyday physical lives. So we kind of like bypass them. We ignore them, and it doesn't help. Because you know it or you don't know it, these laws are at work and they are affecting the way you live your life. And if you don't understand how the universe works with other things around you and with you, guess what? You're gonna end up in a place clueless and wondering why your life is not the way you want to be. For this reason, I am going to talk about 10 cosmic laws of the universe from this book that I wrote, and you can find the book on Amazon. Number 1, the law of divine oneness. What does it mean? Well, it simply means that you are literally made up of stardust. You know, we all exploded from a big giant nebula. Whatever makes those galaxies also makes you. You have no difference. Just the level of vibration might be different. But stardust, why is it stardust? Because everything exploded from a star. And you literally are stardust. And if you keep reminding yourself this very cosmic fact, you're going to be a lot stronger. Number 2, the law of polarity. You know how you have both pain and pleasure? Let me remind you, the only reason you experience pain is so that you can appreciate pleasure. Everything comes with a consequence. You wouldn't understand beautiful if you didn't know ugly. You wouldn't appreciate something good if you didn't know what bad was. If you didn't know how painful it was, you wouldn't appreciate the pleasure, the joy, the happiness that surrounds the pain. If you didn't know darkness, you wouldn't appreciate shininess. So that is the basic idea. There is this law of polarity, and if you keep reminding yourself this very basic law of the universe, you're going to be a lot stronger. Number 3, the law of correspondence. So above, as below. What you really need to understand is what we're experiencing in this planet Earth represents only 1%. The remaining 99% is something invisible and something that we don't know, because we are only experiencing the physical reality with our 5 senses. Our human body, our human brain is designed to perceive information, to perceive reality through those 5 senses, and we cannot understand anything other than those 5 senses. So when you think about this correspondence, you might also want to think about whatever the struggle that you're experiencing. There is a result. There is a corresponding result of that. There's a corresponding edge of that. Like, think of a stick, right? So this stick has 2 edges. In one edge, you just see the struggle that you go through, but on the other edge, the corresponding part, has all the amazing results that you are going to experience once you go over that. Something like that. So there is always polarity and there is always correspondence and there is always oneness. So far, so good. Number four, the law of cause and effect. Everything happens for a bigger and a cosmic reason. Well, I'm sure you've heard of it before. I am sure you also say it sometimes, everything happens for a reason, but everything really does happen for a reason. And that reason sometimes is not even about you. It's about the universe, how the universe works. The universe has its own rhythm, its own sequence. It's like a domino effect. There is this cosmic intelligence which is governing the whole universe, and that's what you need to remind yourself. Everything happens for that cosmic intelligence reason. And look at your life, look at your years, your months, your weeks, and your days, and analyze and see what is the cosmic intelligence in your time, in your life, and what do you get, what do you see? If you were, here's a crazy question, if you were the universe, why would you be doing it the way you were experiencing everything? Number five, the law of vibration. What does that mean? Well, you know from quantum physics, everything is energy now. So that's why the more the gratitude you have, the happier you're going to be in your life. Because gratitude by heart science was discovered to be the highest level of frequency in the whole universe. Gratitude, appreciation, love, compassion, those are the highest level frequencies that you can ever tap into. Do you know what it means? The universe wants you to appreciate it. If you don't appreciate the universe, if you don't appreciate life, your life, you should not expect your life to appreciate you. And the vibration that you experience, the vibration that you experience. Okay? Number six, the law of rhythm. Your mind is your ultimate instrument to have the communication between your body and your soul. Literally, the music of the universe. Your soul is the fabric of the universe, and you are made up of the same fabric. And for that reason, you need to have an open mind, and you need to have no blockages in your mind to have that clear communication between your physical body and your spiritual body, the universe. And that law of rhythm is also going to remind you that you as a person, you have your own rhythm, and some people are going to be either too slow for you or they're going to be too fast for you. And that's why you also need to pick your own rhythm in life and go along with people, situations, places, and activities that are going to be aligned with your rhythm. Number seven. This one is the most popular, isn't it? The law of attraction. Well, you know it. What goes around comes back around. Whatever you put in, you get it back. Whatever you think about, you bring about. The law of attraction is actually a combination of all the laws that we have been counting so far. And it basically tells you that you are like a radio tower. And from this radio tower, what you broadcast is this energy, this vibration, this a frequency that attracts other frequencies and that can only communicate with the other frequencies. For that reason, you need to pay attention to the quality and frequency of your thoughts, beliefs, language, and actions, because that's exactly how the law of attraction works. Number eight, the law of action. Your biggest power is your ability to believe in you and take action. And this is the part what is missing in law of attraction, because once you have that frequency broadcasting vibration, you also need to take action on it. You are experiencing being a physical being in this physical lifetime. Therefore, physicality, the action, the tangible stuff is crucial for you to get what you want. And that's exactly why you need to remind yourself the law of action. If you look around successful people, if you model how they do it, they take action because that's how the universe works. The law of relativity. Well, we already know this from Mr. Einstein, right? But how does it apply to your everyday life? It applies to you that everything is relative. Whatever is right for you might be wrong for somebody else. And whatever might be wrong for you might be right for somebody else. So you need to understand you are here to experience being, to grow your being, not to experience having or doing. As you do and have, you become more, you experience being. And because of that relativity, because you enjoy doing, you enjoy having, and you enjoy this physical stuff, you might get stuck on those materialistic things. But guess what? It's not having them, it's not doing the things to have them, but it's about being the person who is capable of creating all that. And that is the relative part, and there is such a teeny tiny distinction in between, and that's why you need to remind yourself this. Number 10. This one is a bit complicated, or it just sounds like. The law of perpetual transmutation of energy. What does that mean? It's actually really simple. It just means that your dedication and your commitment is what is going to create the transmutation of your energy. You are going to create transformation. You are going to be forever transformed if you are able to dedicate and commit to whatever you are called to. And that is another law of the universe. And that's exactly why you need to remind yourself how universe works in other areas. For example, I love chemistry. Think about salt. I love salt too. Salt is made up of two elements, sodium and chloride, right? And sodium and chloride, they commit to becoming one and creating salt for us. And if they didn't commit, if they didn't dedicate to each other, what would happen? We wouldn't have salt in the universe as an element, and there would be chaos. So my question to you, even if these elements, they understand commitment, they understand dedication, they understand the law of the universe, they understand the cosmic intelligence, so then why can't you? Now you know all the 10 cosmic laws of the universe. Now it is up to you how you can apply them and how you can create a magical life for yourself to maximize your own personal and professional potential, because that's the whole point. You are here to become more and achieve more. And I hope you're going to take advantage of all these laws of the universe and you're going to create your own ultimate universe. If you like this video, please share it with your friends so they can also understand how the universe works. And subscribe to my channel to become more and achieve more. Until next time, keep shining.